Yisrael leave. Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Torah says there was a new word that was introduced to Klal Yisrael. Vayaminu ba'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdo. Emuna. Emuna was discovered. Emuna was discovered. And not only Emuna, but Emuna's Chachomim. And they saw it. We all know Rosh Hashivcha Alayam, Mashalo Ro Yechezkel Ben Buzi. Every member of Klal Yisrael saw the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, had that feeling of connection, and was able to see it vividly. Yet Rabbi say, you go on a few psukim later, Klal Yisrael starts complaining, Klal Yisrael starts kvetching, Klal Yisrael is pulled away. Vayasa Moshe Sa'am. Rashi says, Klal Yisrael is moved from that matzah of clarity. And they start complaining, they start kvetching. And then Rabbi said, we get to the Parsha of Mon. The Parsha that, oh wow, Tuesday Parsha is B'Shalach. Oh, everybody's holding in Shnayim Mikra Echadar. Oh boy, Tuesday Parsha. This is the trick. This is the code, the punch code. I say it and then I'm done. I've set for the year. Oh, beautiful. We're set to go. Say Parsha Saman, the Parnosa. Minig, that's all over Klal Yisrael. What is mon? What is mon? What kind of name is that? I don't know. Because Zecher, every Shabbos, we're always talking about the mon, the Lechem Mishnah for the double form. What is mon? You know what mon is? Mon is a question. You go through the parsha, Rabbi say, a little bit after Tuesday. And you read the parsha of Mon. Mon is Vayar Ishesachid Vayomru Mon Hu. What does that mean? Mon Hu. What is this? Where is it from? And what's going to be with tomorrow? And who's going to answer all my questions? Wait a second. Mon is the Rebbeinu Shlom's name of living with that constant daily connection of. Where's the parnasa going to come? How am I going to live? See, Rabbi Yisai, Parshas B'Shalach teaches us we all have a mikra. We all believe in our Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you know what? That's not enough. You have to, says the Chazon Ish in Emunah B'Tochen, you have to take that Emunah, you have to take that faith, and allow it that day in and day out, week in and week out, I'm going to turn to the Rebbeinu Shlom and I'm going to ask. I know it's only coming from you. I know it's all dependent on you. I know Echad Amar v'Echad Amamit, it's not going to make a difference. It's that taking that ingrained faith, that idea, those Yud Gimel Ikarim, and living by it. And putting it into practice. Says the Chazon Ish, that's the difference between Emunah and Bitochen. Emunah means I got the ideas. I got the concept. But Bitochen means on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis, on every situation, I connected to that source of faith. Klal Yisrael reached a level in this week's parasha of Vayaminu. But you know what they're lacking was? You know what they're lacking in? Of bringing it into practice. Of bringing it into the daily lifestyle. Of being not only a Baal Emunah, a Maimon. That's not great shakes after Kriyas Yamsuf. But you know what? They had to leave that world of Emunah and they had to now bring it into their daily lives. And that's what? Bringing that Emunah into practice, into a reality. Kimon hu. That's what Bitochen, I believe, is. The Motshitzer Rebbe said something, Rabbi Yisai, I couldn't believe this. Mon hu, rearrange the letters. What is it the Oisi yourself? Emuna. Mon hu, being able to say, wait a second, I don't know if I'm going to get this job. I don't know if this is going to work out. I don't know. How's it going to work? How's it going to come into fruition? It's bringing that emuna in to be a reality. The Ramban tells us, Rabbi Yisai, that emuna and bitochen, everyone who has bitochen obviously has emuna. But not everyone who has emuna has bitochen. Dr. Ramban, Rabbi Yisai, listen to the Ramban's moshel. Ramban tells us, I'm speaking to myself right now because I need I got the Musa Shmuz in this message this week right now, and we always need chizik in this. This is the yisoidus of our lives. Monhu, emuna, bringing it into our daily lives, our practical lives. Rabbi Yisai, Dr. Ramban, think about a tree. A tree could be a tree. But a tree with fruits is a full tree. Is a tree that's living and that's growing. And that's going into fruition. Every tree that has fruits, we know, is a full-fledged tree inside. So if you see the fruits, you know that there's a tree. But not necessarily just because you see the tree, does that mean that there are going to be fruits. So the Ramban, that's emuna without bitochen, and that's bitochen that you know that this person must be a mayim. Hallo davar, Rabbi Yisai. The Musar Shmuz of the Rabbeinu Shalom in emuna and in bitochen. Klal Yisrael bringing that emuna into practice with bitochen is done when? Tu B'Shvat. The time that we celebrate the fact that this tree is now gaining its sap to become a fruit-bearing tree. And to ultimately, we know and we're confident that we have to take this tree and we have to bring fruits out of this tree. Parshas B'Shalach and Tu B'Shvat is the same Yisoid. It's taking that Darga of Emuna and bringing it to a lifestyle and a daily practice of what? Of mon hu. Of every single situation. Of not, this is a general schmooze, this is a gewaldige, it's a fire. No. This is the way I have to live my life. And I can't just take that vision that I had at Kriyas Yamsuf and just keep that stored away. No, you have to bring it into practice. And this is the way you're going to live, and this is where you're going to breathe, this is the way you're going to eat. Rabbi Yisai, this applies to each and every one of you, with all of your jobs, with all your pursuits, with all of your avodah. There's an Eibishter. There's Rabbeinu Shalom. We all are Bekiyim, and we all obviously believe in the Yud Gimel Ikari Emuna. But are we really Balei Bitoch? That's the challenge. That's the question. It's Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we should all be Zayda. To live our lives connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of our lives, and resemble this exactly process of Tu B'Shvat and Parshat B'Shalach that we learned this week.